Andre, can you tell me what happened to your property?
Yeah, Saturday night, probably between 10:30 and 11 o'clock, actually not just my property, but the whole street, was vandalised with a bit of graffiti. They spray-painted my young son's car. They spray-painted my wall, virtually all of my neighbouring properties. So it was, we estimate there's probably at least six or seven of them because of the different tags and different colour paints. But, they vanished pretty quickly once a few of the neighbours came out.
So with your wall, Andre, is that a sort of wall you can paint over now?
Yeah, what I did was I cleaned it up myself fairly quickly on the Sunday morning, and it is going to need another coat of paint because you can just see a bit of the paint through. No major serious damage, just an annoyance factor more so for me.
What about your son's car, though? That wouldn't be simple.
It actually wasn't too bad, which was quite a surprise when I saw it on... At the night, it was pretty bad, and I thought, geez, it's going to need a complete respray. And we got some turfs out, rang a local painter, and he sort of said, "Nah, do this," and it came off relatively easily, which was quite a surprise.
Yeah, you're very lucky. Mate, we're just discussing, and a couple of people have been charged over this, so we're not referring to those specific cases, but as somebody who's now fallen victim, what do you think the answer is to try to stop this sort of behaviour?
Oh, you'd think these kids need better things to do at night. So whether there's other sort of activities that could be controlled or give them some sort of interest, I really don't know. It seems to be a certain type of demographic in our area. I run a local business up here as well, and we come across this time and time again, but it's usually on the weekends or in school holidays where they've got too much time on their hands and they run around doing some mischief.
Andre, prevention obviously is the aim here, but what do you want as the victim? What would you like the punishment to be? What do you think that the people that have caused this damage to your property should be forced to do to make up for that?
Well, I posted on Facebook on Sunday morning that I'd like to strap them up to a local telegraph pole and let all the neighbours that were affected be spray-painting them to see how they like it.
It's not a bad idea, mate.
Public stoning style, yeah.
Look, I don't necessarily anything violent or anything, but make them identified, make people know who they are.
Publicly shame them.
Yeah. I think that's probably a better way of maybe cleaning them up. They do want to see their tags and so on walls, but they don't want to be clearly identified. So I think, stick their face in the paper or down to the local businesses so everyone knows who they are.
And sadly, something like this ends up attracting attention to what they've done because their work has now been, work if you can call it, their vandalism has been displayed in the paper today. It was on television last night.
Well, that's why I tried to get it off as many of my property and obviously the neighbouring properties as quickly as possible because I've read somewhere ages ago that they like to see their tagging displayed for notoriety or whatever. And the sooner you get it off, the less likely they are to come back and redo it again.
Thanks for your time, Andre. Glad you could actually remove that graffiti at your place pretty quickly.
Thank you. All the best.
Andre Kubeka, who was one of the victims of the graffiti attack over the weekend.